The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says it's found a deer in Meridian Township that's tested positive for chronic wasting disease. It's the first reported case of the disease in the state since 2008 and the very first time it has occurred in a wild deer. Chronic wasting disease is not harmful to humans, but it's always fatal to deer. State officials are keeping a close eye on the case to try to prevent the disease from spreading to other animals. To learn more, I spoke with Chad Stewart, a deer, elk, and moose specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. I asked him how chronic wasting disease affects these animals.
The first thing that is important to note of chronic wasting disease is once a deer contracts it, it's always fatal. There's no recovery from it. What's problematic with chronic wasting disease is that it can remain hidden in a deer for several months to a year before it shows any symptoms. All the while that deer can be infectious to other deer or spread the infectious agent, which is called a prion, into the environment. And so that's how the disease persists over time. The deer harbor that prion and that disease, and they transmit it to other ones, and then they transmit it through shedding these prions in their urine, feces, saliva, where it infects the ground, and there it's picked up again by another deer.
What are the symptoms?
The symptoms of chronic wasting disease are, like it says, they literally waste away. They stop eating. They become extremely emaciated, very skinny, very ribby. But it does affect their central nervous system, so they start to exhibit symptoms consistent with that. You know, such as circling, sort of a head bobbing. They also have a tendency to have a lowered head posture. They lose their fear of humans, so they're sort of unaware of their surroundings, so they're easily approachable. They can also have excessive salivation or drooling. So usually what we do is if anybody sees a deer that has at least one and preferably two of these symptoms, we ask them to give us a call because it's an animal that we want to have tested.
How quickly can the disease spread through a population of deer?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think that's still being understood. But certainly the disease itself is incredibly infectious. The models that I've seen and familiar with where it's been observed in places like Colorado and Wyoming over the past 30-plus years, you know, most of those states now have chronic wasting disease spread throughout the entirety of their state. So it does have the ability to spread rapidly because it is so infectious.
Chad Stewart is our guest. Chad is a deer, elk, and moose specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about chronic wasting disease. The organism that infects the deer is not a virus or a bacteria. You referred to it a minute ago. It's a prion. Are there any treatments that can kill a prion in the way an antibiotic might kill a bacterial infection?
Unfortunately, once it gets in the environment, once it gets in a deer, there's no real cure for it. So they are pretty resistant to destruction. And again, that's what makes this disease so problematic to eradicate once it becomes established in a deer herd.
And I'm led to believe there's no risk to human health. What about to other animals?
Yeah, there's no proven link to chronic wasting disease in deer in being transmitted to humans. And they've done studies where they've tried to get that same disease into something like cattle. And it just doesn't work, you know. That being said, cattle have their own prion-based disease, which, you know, everybody's heard of mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar but different. Chronic wasting disease is specific to cervids, so deer, elk, and moose primarily.
The infected deer was found in Meridian Township here in Ingham County. Do we know anything about how the deer might have been infected?
No, that's still under investigation. That's a really good question. It's sort of surprising to see it come up in Meridian Township because Meridian Township, as most people know, is very suburban and urban in a setting. So usually deer in a suburban setting don't move around very much. So what we did do is do some genetic testing on the deer that was positive, and it came out that one was confirmed to be an Ingham County deer. So that deer has lived in Ingham County its entire life. What we also know is that these prions, the chronic wasting disease, is not native to Michigan. So it was brought in somehow. and whether that was the disease was transported on a live or dead carcass or walked over a state line is really unknown.
Is the DNR expecting to see more animals with chronic wasting disease in mid-Michigan soon?
I would not be surprised if we had at least one more positive animal and potentially more. You know, the hope is that this is one of the first animals infected. And if it is, and we found it quickly, there is the potential that we can eradicate this disease. But if it becomes established in the deer population, it's probably something that's going to be long-lasting in Meridian Township and in central Michigan for a very long time.
This diagnosis has triggered an emergency response. Talk to us about the actions that the DNR is taking right now.
Sure. Well, the first action we're going to do is ramp up our surveillance. So all we've done so far is determine that the disease is present in Meridian Township and Ingham County. Next, what we have to do is collect a lot more samples to determine whether or not the disease is established in the population. So how many other deer have it? And if there are others, what are their geographic range that they're distributed along the landscape? We're also going to be working with Meridian Township to collect road kills, and that's going to be a big part of our surveillance program. We're also liberalizing some of the hunting seasons that we have this fall. Obviously, we can't do this surveillance without hunters. So we're asking our hunters to report all checked deer from Meridian Township area and the county surrounding Meridian Township so we can test those deer for chronic wasting disease. We're also asking them to, if they shoot a deer within that 9 township area, to preferably keep that deer after it's shot within that area so we can limit the potential spread of it.
One of the scary things about chronic wasting disease is that it sticks around in the environment, as you alluded to a minute ago, for a long time, even after the infected deer has died. How difficult is it to eradicate the disease after it's been established for a period of time?
Once the disease becomes established in a white-tailed deer herd, eradicating it is probably as easy as putting the steak back into a cow. It is that impossible to get rid of. Mm.
The disease is not contagious to humans, but I imagine that even so, the spread of chronic wasting disease makes hunting and eating venison less popular, I would imagine. In fact, the state is recommending that people not eat deer that they suspect may be infected. Does the fear around the disease have the potential to curb hunting, and would that make it harder to weed out infected animals?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. And what we've seen in Wisconsin when they first discovered chronic wasting disease in 2002 was they lost quite a few hunters because of that disease. Now, we've learned a lot about the disease since that time. You know, it's been 13 years since we really started studying this disease. We now are pretty confident in saying that it cannot jump from deer to humans, whereas back in 2002, there was a greater uncertainty revolving around it. That being said, a lot of the weekend hunters that aren't really passionate but like to go out occasionally, and I would not be surprised if we lost some hunter numbers because of this disease. Mm-hmm.
I want to clarify a point you made earlier, too. As I understand it, keeping roadkill is not an option in the 9 townships. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's one of the other restrictions we're placing. So salvaging of roadkill within the 9 township area surrounding Meridian Township will no longer be allowed.
And the hunting season is going to take on some new dynamics here when that restarts, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're gonna liberalize some of the seasons, and the reason for that is twofold. One is to allow the hunters the flexibility to go out and be successful at shooting deer, and in turn, that will keep the deer numbers in check, which helps limit the potential spread of the disease. And two, it hopefully will increase our harvest, which will also increase our surveillance effort.
We're talking to Chad Stewart. He's a deer and elk and moose specialist with the Michigan DNR, and we're talking about the discovery this week of a wild deer with chronic wasting disease, a fatal and highly contagious neurological illness among deer and other hooved animals. If someone sees a deer that's acting strangely or they otherwise suspect might have CWD, what should they do?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to report that, and anybody can go to our website, which is www.michigan.gov/CWD. On there, you'll have some information on who to contact regarding reporting any animal that's exhibiting symptoms consistent with chronic wasting disease.
How will you know when you've got this thing beat? What does success look like at this point here after one case?
We won't really know how, I guess, pervasive the disease is until we start getting some samples returned to us, either from road kills or hunter surveillance. So it'll take probably into the hunting season to probably well after the hunting season. So sometime in the winter, we should have a lot of, if not most of our samples completed and the test done. So we'll be able to know whether or not this disease has become established in Meridian Township and whether we need to alter our strategy.
Chad Stewart's a deer, elk, and moose specialist for the Michigan DNR. We've been talking about chronic wasting disease in deer here following the recent discovery of a deer in Meridian Township with that disorder. Chad, good luck and thank you.
Thank you very much.